Members of the National Nurses United organization had joined Dr. Jill Biden to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on safe working conditions and patient safety, too. And right now we have the president of the National Nurses United. Deborah Berger is here. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be on.
It's great to have you here as the nurses got together and talked with Dr. Biden about the pandemic. How did that discussion go?
The discussion was very, very good. Dr. Biden actually framed it as a listening session. She wanted to get the opinion of the nation's nurses. And we spent over an hour talking with her on the issues mm-hmm. so that she could feed the information back to Vice President Biden. It went extremely well because she did agree and said that Vice President Biden would use the National Defense Production Act to mass produce and distribute all of the PPE supplies that we need, because we're 9 months into this pandemic and we still don't have the adequate supplies that we need, and they're using untried and untested methods for, quote, decontaminating masks that nurses in the field already know don't work, aren't safe, and don't provide the proper protection. So,
and are those being offered up, Deborah, because of the lack of what you would call essential PPE for nurses across the country?
Exactly, exactly. And the issue is that they're worse than nothing at all, because they aren't safe. Those methods can hurt the nurses because of the chemicals they use, and they compromise the effectiveness of the seal because they distort the masks, they distort the material in the masks and make them unsafe. And so that was what was key. And then she said that Vice President Biden would agree to work on passing the Occupational Safety and Health Administration emergency temporary standards on infectious disease so that there's a consistent national standard for what equipment needs to be used, how to protect the nurses and the patients from this infection, so that the guidance isn't changing from day to day, and it centers around using the precautionary principle, because even 9 months into this, we still don't have a clear idea of all of the ways that this virus can infect people.
Yeah.
And we know that masks and hand washing work, but there are other issues that are unique to providing health care and working in the hospital setting that still threaten the health and safety of nurses and patients.
And we've seen and heard about, Deborah, over the course of the pandemic, the kinds of extraordinary measures that nurses and other health professionals go through to try to make sure that their families are safe from infection once, you know, you get off the job and return home. You know, what kinds of things are our nurses in particular having to do to ensure that safety?
Well, The nurses, in order to ensure the safety of their family, their coworkers, and their community, they're having to live in separate rooms, live in the garage, get a hotel room, because this disease is highly communicable, and we do want to make sure that our families aren't infected with the disease. Many nurses are caring for other loved ones that are immunocompromised, that would be more susceptible to the disease. So make sure that they're clean when they go home. They have separate rooms for changing out their work clothes and making sure that their families are safe. And when nurses do get sick, then they still have to isolate themselves, and it takes many months for some of these people to fully recover. And one nurse did share her story, and it was a 2-month recovery, and she's still not back to where she was before she was infected. And she's a healthy 29-year-old.
Wow.
So,
Deborah, do we have any numbers as far as nurses are concerned in terms of the amount of infection that they have endured through the pandemic so far?
That's one of the issues that we're still fighting, is that there is no real reliable tracking method of getting that information. That data is not collected.
That's
shocking. But we do know through our own tracking that there are over 200 deaths, and we know that that's an undercount of registered nurses that have been exposed and died. And there are 193,000 people that have been killed with this disease.
Yeah.
And we know that healthcare workers make up a disproportionate share of those healthcare workers. So unfortunately, I don't have the numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, those numbers are striking enough. Yeah.
We have tried tracking those numbers ourselves, and it's really staggering the number of healthcare workers that have become ill because they don't have adequate PPE. If you look in other countries where the even with fewer resources than we have, mm-hmm. their level of PPE accessibility and use is far above ours. And in Canada, there was one registered nurse death in that country. Their country is about as large in population as California. They had one death.
What's the roadblock here, Deborah?
The roadblock is a consistent inability to utilize the resources we have available to us, like the Defense Production Act, like having national standards, like putting somebody in charge of oversight of distributing and production of masks, and all of those pieces of legislation and planning we've put into the HEROES Act, and it has yet to be passed in Congress or implemented by the President of the United States.
Well,
so it's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, of course it would be, and on a very, very deep level, frustrating when you're talking about your own life at stake. Deborah, thank you for being with us this morning. We hope this continues to improve for you, and I know you know this, but let me just support the notion and the truth that you are our heroes.
Without PPE.
Yeah, without PPE.
Deborah, thank you so much.
You bet. Deborah Berger, the president of the National Nurses United Association, and met with Dr. Jill Biden yesterday on this very issue.